2 weeks on from the publication of the Grace Report, questions are still being raised about its findings and about the way it was conducted. This follows a statement from Grace's legal representative in which she said extensive submissions were not referred to in any way in the final report by the Commission of Inquiry. Grace is a pseudonym for a severely disabled young woman who was neglected in a foster home in the southeast of the country. She spent more than 20 years there despite concerns for her well-being and despite allegations that her foster father had abused another child. This morning, the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, met the General Solicitor for Minors and Wards of Court, Marie-Claire Butler, to discuss her concerns. The Commission has said it won't be responding to media queries. Sinn Féin's Limerick City TD, Maurice Quinlivan, is the incoming chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Disability Matters, and he joins us now from our Leinster House studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
What's your reaction to this intervention from Marie-Claire Butler, who's Grace's legal representative? Were you surprised?
I was surprised. My understanding, this is an unprecedented intervention, but I welcome it very, very much. Everybody will be concerned when their report was released over 2 weeks ago. Everybody, I think, was really disappointed and more than disappointed. It didn't deliver the report, didn't deliver for Grace, it didn't deliver for her mother. Grace's voice wasn't heard, and unfortunately, once again, people with disabilities were failed. But the submission or the statement this morning raises other concerns. We have to have an investigation into an investigation, which would be bizarre if we had to do that. But clearly there's been problems there. But the problems with the Grace case isn't, unfortunately, it's just a historical case. I believe there's cases similar in the type ongoing in this day and age. And unfortunately, we do need to listen to what the Children's Residential and Aftercare Voluntary Association have been saying for a long, long number of times. And that's repeatedly, they've called for a review of Ireland's care system. I think that needs to be done as a matter of priority. But it would be interesting to know how that meeting went this morning between Minister Norma Foley and Ms. Claire Butler, the Solicitor General, on that issue. So it would be very, very important for that. As you referenced when you introduced myself, I'm the incoming chair of the Disability Matters Committee, and hopefully we will be looking at that report amongst a lot of other work we'll have to do. Hopefully those committees will be set up very, very soon.
All right. As you say yourself there, the committee isn't yet fully formed, but are you minded to look in further detail at the Commission's report?
Yeah, well, that would be my personal view. I obviously would be the chair of the committee, so my role is as leader of the committee, and I would be urging the other members, but ultimately be their decision. And also the Farrelly report comes under the Justice Committee, so maybe it might be a case of the two committees working together on this, or I would be happy if the Disability Matters Committee took a role in looking into this. But it's very, very shocking what happened here. A huge number of years into the report, 8 years the report took to be completed at a cost of €13 million plus. And as I said initially, it didn't give any comfort to Grace or her mother. It didn't give any, you know, clarity of what happened there. And people with disabilities, again, have been failed.
The Commission Chair, Marjorie Farrelly, now she hasn't been available for interview, as is her right, but would it be helpful if she responded to some of the questions raised over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, 100%. She's the person who's allegedly investigated this over the last number of years, 8 years. The report costs €13 million plus.
And it's clear that a huge amount of work went into it. I mean, the final report came to more than 2,000 pages, and that was the latest in a series of reports.
Yeah, an incredible incredible deal of work went into it. As you said, it's 2,000 pages, but it is important that the chairperson does answer. I understand that she's not responding to media comments, she won't respond to those, but she does need to do that. You know, we had Quilleen Gallagher, the Child Protection Rapporteur, welcoming the intervention of the General Secretary this morning. It is important that we get clarity on what, you know, the issues that, you know, if they did make, you know, what they called considered an extensive submission to the Commission that were not included or referenced to in any way. I mean, that is just damning, and that needs to be clarified as a matter of urgency.
Ideally, would you like Marjorie Farrelly to appear before your committee?
Yes, I think if we were, as the committee, the Disability Matters Committee, if we do get around to discussing this report, that, you know, one of the people we would invite in would be herself, but the problem that we have, and as we know, as a committee, we can't compel. We're not the Public Accounts Committee. That's the only committee that can actually compel people to come in. But we would definitely be inviting her if the committee agrees to look at this issue, and I hope to do.
Yeah, when will you be in a position to make some sort of decision on this? Because obviously everything is dragging on. It's a long, long time now since the election. I mean, it'll be 6 months in a couple of weeks' time, and we still don't have any Dáil committees.
It's deeply frustrating for us, especially in the opposition. The government had the chance to set these committees up a number of months ago, but they didn't do that. But look, we are where we are at the moment, and hopefully we're just waiting now, and my understanding is we're just waiting on the nominations to come through from the Shannon members, and I would hope that committees can start meeting in a week or so. And, you know, I was elected, people voted for me in November, and we're talking here in May almost that committees haven't been set up. It's absolutely scandalous, in fairness. Like, people want the TDs and the senators to get down to do the work that they were elected to do. I believe committees are one of the most important part of the Oireachtas, the whole Dáil Oireachtas Seanad, and that's where the work is done, and we all work together, and we will look at this issue amongst other issues. There's huge issues, and I believe over the course of this Dáil term, this ability will be at the core of the work we're going to do.
Maurice Quinlevin of Sinn Féin, Chair of the Disability Matters Committee in the Oireachtas. Thanks indeed for joining us. For more, we're joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, this report was published a fortnight ago and immediately drew criticism. Will you bring us through what's been happening today?
Yeah, so the General Solicitor for Minors and Wards of Court has been having a meeting with the Children and Equality Minister, Norma Foley. The meeting started around 11:30. It is now concluded. It's a possibility that there is going to be statements arising as a result of that, but it's not clear, and just shows you the very delicate situation where we've got, on the one hand, a report from a commission of investigation and how politics interfaces with it. And we got a further indication of that from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin today when he was speaking in the Dáil, and he said that Minister Foley is not responsible for the Farrelly Commission inquiry or how the inquiry was conducted. Let's not politicise the matter. He was speaking to Liam Quaid of the Social Democrats, that we are in a very challenging territory as a result of the legal framework which is in place, including on confidentiality. He described the situation as both worrying and very serious. And we have been in this territory before. If cast your mind back to 2021, when one of the three members of the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes, Professor Mary Daly, the committee wasn't talking about its report, but then she went on to address an online academic event hosted by Oxford University, and that once again led to controversy about how the public was finding out about how commissions of investigation arrived at their conclusions. It is fraught, Rachel.
From the start, as you say, Paul, the government was anxious to stress that the commission was independent. So can the government actually address any concerns?
Well, that's something we'd like to tease out. But once again, we have to wait to see what Norma Foley is going to say as a result of a meeting, even in the limited circumstances that were raised by the General Solicitor for Minors, Wards of Courts. In other words, the comment or the absence of a reflection of the detailed comments which their office had given to the Commission, and that wasn't reflected in the final report. So that's only a small issue in the overall context of the Commission of Investigation. And we're still not sure exactly what we're going to learn about that. So maybe that's the first step, and then we can go deeper once we know where that stands.
Let's move on to a couple of other matters. At leaders' questions an hour or so ago, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald raised the promised audit of children's hip surgeries. Now, this follows those concerns that some of the operations were unnecessary. What did we learn today?
Yeah, the Sinn Féin leader was asking when an audit into children's hip surgeries at a CHI hospital will be published. And she said many parents are contacting politicians like her amid growing concern that their child might be affected. And she revealed in the chamber that one parent now has clinical confirmation that their child's surgery was unnecessary. The mother of the child has described what has unfolded as a horror film. Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, in reply, said it would be a scandal if any child underwent surgery that was not required. He said it's an extremely serious issue that an external audit was necessary, but the final review has not yet been sent to the Health Minister, and he expressed the hope that this would happen soon.
Housing was also raised, Paul, this time by the Labour leader Ivana Bacic, and we can have a listen to some of what was said.
You cannot stand over your government's figures on delivery of homes. Not when you promised 40,000 homes last year and the actual delivery was 10,000 short. That's a shocking shortfall. That's utterly indefensible. I don't think anyone, even in your government, even in Fianna Fáil, will stand over those figures. Secondly, you say you never said we would get rid of RPZs. I didn't say you did. I'm hearing every day from renters in my constituency, who are desperately, desperately worried because of the review of RPZs that your government has announced. And the reason they're desperately worried is because there is so few houses and homes available to rent. So that if they are evicted, if they cannot afford to pay their rent any longer, they have nowhere else to go.
In the last 3 or 4 years, the then government, Fianna Fáil Minister Dara Bryan, he gave power, he gave resources to the Land Development Agency. Its work is underway. No, he did. So the Land Development Agency, and it will get more equity, it will get more support to build more houses. That's going to happen, okay? But that's not the full story. We have to do much more than that. The bottom line is this. We have made a step change in the last 3 years from about 20,000 houses that were being built in 2019. We're now building about 30,000 houses plus. We actually exceeded housing for all targets, but everybody said they weren't high enough. Fine. So now we need to get to 50,000, ESRI is saying to all of us. The real challenge to all of you and to us on this side, how do we go from 30-odd thousand to 50,000? I tell you what, we're not going to get there by sound bites every week that we come in here to dial in. That's not going to build 50,000 houses. We need solutions. We need solutions that can deliver.
Micheál Martin responding to Ivana Bacsik. Paul, how much concern is there within government that things aren't going well?
There's certainly concern. They recognise that this government is going to be judged on delivery. What we learned about what happened on housing delivery last year came as a shock. 40,000 had been promised, 30,000 was what happened. And there's concern about the data that's been coming out in the first quarter of 2025 as to what's going to happen this year alone. What the government seems to be doing is putting some weight on this idea of a housing activation office, which was passed by Cabinet last week, that this is going to be able to, take out any bottlenecks, because there'll be 10 people zipping around the country focusing on big housing estates and finding out why there's delay and then ensuring and seeking to ensure that that delay is lifted. But the opposition believes that this doesn't have any credibility. Ivana Bacsik, the Labour leader, said this is just another example of strategic policy which is akin to flying by the seat of your pants. Part of the debate and the exchange you heard there in the Dáil related to two things. One was whether or not the government was going to pay the new CEO of this housing activation office €200,000 more than the Taoiseach, more than the President of the United States, and no clarity on that. And the second thing was just exactly how is this office going to operate? Ivana Bacsik said it's shrouded in secrecy. The Taoiseach disputed that, saying it's in the programme for government, but just exactly the mechanics were still in the dark.
Is there also some unease within the government over the way the proposed appointment of Brendan McDonagh has been handled? Some reports that Fine Gael, that Simon Harris in particular, isn't overly impressed with the way this has been done.
Yeah, we know that on your programme yesterday, the Minister James Brown said he had got a preferred candidate, and that was going to be Brendan McDonagh of NAMA. And there, we then heard from Fine Gael sources yesterday evening that Tánaiste, Simon Harris, was of the firm view that before any name came into the public domain, it should have been discussed by the two party leaders. So there was an example of some friction. Certainly on the Fine Gael side, there's been unease about how this is going to go. Some Fine Gael TDs are expressing anger about the size of the wage, but to a certain, I'm not sure to what extent that's just performative. I mean, we've known that this is coming. This has been part of the coalition's plan. I think it's going to become, Rachel, a magnet for controversy really, really quickly, unless they're able to show how this is delivering.
Paul, thank you very much. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham at Leinster House this afternoon.